All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. Our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good Tuesday.
A lot of things going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it has. Jay, it's always a pleasure when you can stop by and lend your talents.
Whoa.
We appreciate
it. Let me just say something about that because I'm seeing people meeting me on the street and they're stopping me on the street like, why you don't bring your ass to work? And, and I have no offense for that. These are the days I work, okay? These are my days, okay? Go ahead.
Jay, look at my face. Wait, Jay, look at my face on Zoom. Twist my mouth.
Side eye. Yeah. So, Jay, that's what I was saying. Thank you for finding time in your schedule to come here, this makes it worse.
Like, you think you've been to everybody else, you can't bring your ass to work. I mean, what? Okay, all right. Go ahead.
I used to get it too, Jay. I used to.
You can't top it, Jay. Okay, all right.
If we don't tease you, that means we don't love you. Don't you know that?
I'm not even allowed to. You not hear jokes. I mean, that was said. Jay said you can't do.
Jay, I almost had a fight in the deli back in Cali.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tell that story.
Man, this dude came up to me. You just an ignorant blankety blank. You're going to let this radio get your ass whooped, huh? No, it ain't going down like this. I cussed that man up all up in that deli. Woo!
Don't believe everything. Like, for instance, I really can cook. Okay,
no.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Whoa,
no.
With that one.
Hold up on that one. Gourmet for you.
That's
gourmet
for you. The only true thing we got.
Yeah. I like to do my impression of Shirley cooking. Ding, it's ready.
Ooh, that need to be on. Hey, Jay, that's a nice comedy roulette subject right there. I think we got one.
We almost did, yeah. Whatever to you, Shirley, whatever to you.
When she cooking. Anybody seen the salt?
All right.
Whatever to you, whatever to you, and especially whatever to you, man who comes to work whenever he feels
see
like
what I'm
it.
Saying? Go ahead, Carla. I'm done.
Oh, yeah,
you have some questions for us, Carla.
Yeah,
oh,
ahead, Carla.
Okay, so let's play, because I know we've talked about a lot of stuff today. We had to go serious, heavy subjects. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Gun violence in the country. We just wanted to lighten things up today on our way out. So I have some questions for you guys. So let's play, who's the first person on this show you would call if these things happen?
Okay.
All right. Damn.
Oh, this is gonna be good. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh my god. Oh my god.
You just cheated on your significant other. Who is the first person you
Tommy.
Would call?
Damn. Oh,
oh, I think everybody on the show would say Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah, y'all calling me
Tommy. Yeah. He gonna have some great advice. You ready for love?
For advice. What you
Yeah.
I'm calling Uncle Steve. That's who I'm calling.
Right. Don't you have a degree in side pieceology you used to, you know, before you got married?
Okay. Oh, God. That wasn't me. All right. Go ahead, Carla. Give me another one.
All right. Here's another question. Who's the first person on the show you would call if you needed a good drink?
Oh. He's my writing partner, and I love him. But we got to call Junior. If you want it strong, we got
Junior, baby.
Junior.
And he stayed by himself, too? What?
Yeah, he had to have company. I thought I got you.
Because
okay,
Junior,
Junior
will
I
say,
vote for Junior. I changed my vote.
Yeah.
I vote for Junior.
Yeah, Junior going to say, where you at? I got it. He ain't had to go get it or nothing. He got it. Go ahead.
It's right here.
All right.
Look on top of that refrigerator.
Yeah, go ahead, Carla. Go ahead.
Who's the first person on this show you would call if you lost all your money in a Ponzi scheme?
Of course, we call the person where the money resides.
Where the money resides.
Where the money resides. We call it Steve.
But you know what you're going to hear, don't you?
What?
The hell is your ignorant ass calling me for?
Exactly.
Explain that to me.
It's going to go like this, because I know what you make. I need to know how the hell come you ain't got no money? That's what I need to know.
We know our boss, don't we?
So, who, let me see, who would be the first person on this show you would call if you wanted to tell an important secret to? Who can keep a secret?
You can take me out of that.
Don't call Steve.
Shirley,
everybody gonna know by the time. Yeah. By the time we get to work, everybody knows.
It's gonna be on the air.
Yes.
I say Shirley. Shirley and Carl. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I can keep a secret.
Keep a secret too.
Secrets.
All right, one minute. I got 1 minute. Who would you call if you needed a dose of tough love?
Tough love. Uncle Steve. Yeah. Because we get it when we don't ask for it. So you'll give it to you. Yeah.
Freely.
You call Mississippi Monica because she don't care what she say to you. It'd be hard.
All right, Jay got it all the time working on that TV show. It'd be a room full of people. And he cussing me and Jay out like it's just us three and him.
He cussed us out, man. Yeah.
And then we had to be funny.
Yeah.
So I'll do some more next time, okay?
All right.
Those were good.
Good. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for your business. Bye-bye.
Hey, one more question.
See you tomorrow, God willing.
Sex in the morning or at night? Which one? Pick one.
Anytime. With or without somebody, I'm good to go.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.